For Congressman Chris Jacobs, it's personal. His mother-in-law lives in Canada, and neither he nor his wife have been able to see her since March. The U.S.-Canada border does allow commercial traffic and access for individuals in certain circumstances, but Jacobs desires an easing of rules so that relatives can reunite and so that Western New Yorkers owning property in Southern Ontario can go there to check on it.
I would imagine Southern Ontario, Fort Erie, has very low COVID rates. So I think instead of looking at it as one monolith country, we should be doing it regionally. Our region and that region are safe. So I think we need to find a way to do this. This is not I just don't think it's a really thoughtful solution to this issue.
Congressman Brian Higgins has also sought relaxation of the border rules, but his attempts have all ended with the same response.
And I've been working, every day to try to get that border open, dealing with the Canadian ambassador to the United States, dealing with provincial officials, dealing with Canadian federal officials. And it all comes down to the same issue, that unless and until we can bring the number of COVID-19 cases down to an acceptable level, you're not going to have that border opens.
Earlier this year, a poll of Canadians indicated a wide majority support keeping the border closed to non-essential travel until COVID numbers go down in the U.S. Higgins notes that several European countries have also closed their borders to Americans for the same reason. Extension of the border closure to non-essential travel also covers the U.S.-Mexico boundary. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.